This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to crowdfunding. It's estimated that about $4 billion has been raised for projects online through companies like Indiegogo or Kickstarter. Our story this morning is about the peripheral industries that have sprung up to support this. Crowdfunding consultants, social media managers, marketers. They cost money, but the point of crowdfunding is to raise money, not to spend it. Sally Herships reports.
When sites like Kickstarter and Indiegogo started, the idea was all an entrepreneur needed was a cell phone camera and a dream. Like Adrian Lovano. He's 23, and he created a Kickstarter campaign to back a new kind of water filter, the kind that might have been useful in Flint, Michigan.
We initially came in thinking, okay, we'd get like a simple iPhone camera, record a nice 3-minute video, and raise, you know, maybe 10, 15K.
No problem. But Lovano says he and his business partner hadn't realized how complicated and expensive the process could be.
You got quotes to use a drone.
Oh, yeah. We had to check it out.
Until they found out a drone cost more than $10,000, their whole budget was only $5,000. They'd also drawn up a list of 800 friends and family who were excited about their new company. But that was not enough names.
When we spoke to some of our friends, they're saying, you need at least $5,000. So at that point, we're like, whoa.
How are you supposed to get?
Yeah. So they hired a PR company for a couple $1,000s. But isn't the point of crowdfunding to raise money? Should entrepreneurs like Lovano pay for fancy videos or a consultant who says they know how to make campaigns go viral?
Anyone who tells you they know is wrong. I cannot find any factors that predict virality, and I've got all the data.
Ethan Mollick studies crowdfunding at Wharton. He says you cannot pay to go viral. It just happens. Like the potato salad incident of 2014, when a Kickstarter raised $55,000 to make potato salad. Yep, potato salad. Mollick says entrepreneurs don't want to hear that virality cannot be bought. Instead, he says they should think more simply.
A single spelling error on your site is associated with a 13% decrease in your chance of being funded.
But really, Mollick says, crowdfunding isn't about spending to attract investors who've never heard of you.
Crowdfunding is not just about funding, it's about the crowd.
Your crowd, whether that's model train enthusiasts or cartoonists, whoever wants to see your dream happen. Julie Hoy researches crowdfunding at Northwestern's Delta Lab. She says as crowdfunding has gotten more popular, so have experienced crowdfunders willing to help each other for free.
There's just this community around giving feedback and giving advice that doesn't cost like thousands of dollars for a marketing agency.
Kickstarter says most of the projects that succeed on its site are small. As for Lovano, his campaign cost 3 times more than he expected, but he says it was enough to get his product started. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.